This is KUT. Last year, Texas was one of the fastest growing states in the country. With growth like that, securing future water supplies will become critical. So, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has filed a bill to loosen regulations around importing water from other states. The idea is to make it easier for Texas to buy water from neighboring states, but as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, some worry it could lead to environmental destruction.
To understand why this bill was filed, it helps to know the story of the North Texas Municipal Water District. The district pumps water from Lake Texoma on the Texas-Oklahoma border. One of its pumps is on the Oklahoma side. And when an invasive species called the zebra mussel appeared in that lake in 2009, the district had to stop pumping water into Texas while it figured out a way to treat the water. And the reason was a federal law called the Lacey Act. Water District PR Officer Janet Rummel says the law prohibits the transport and sale of endangered and invasive species between states.
And because of that, we were restricted in being able to move that water across state lines due to the discovery of zebra mussels in Lake Texoma.
But it was too late. The zebra mussels had already spread into North Texas. Still, the Lacey Act makes the transport into Texas of water with the zebras outlawed, despite infestation across creeks, rivers, and lakes in Texas. Now, Senator Cruz wants to change that. His bill would allow you to buy water that contains invasive species from other states as long as those species are already present in your own area. Again, Janet Rummel.
This bill would definitely help us in getting access to potential new supplies in the future, and we are working with the Sabine River Authority on it.
Why is that? The Sabine River sits on the Texas-Louisiana border. A new pump station is being built there, and it too could be complicated by the Lacey Act. But while supporters of the bill say it will have minimal impact on the spread of invasive species, some scientists disagree. Thomas Hardy is a professor of environmental flows at Texas State University. He says he's confused by the bill, given the fact that millions of dollars are spent battling zebra mussels in Texas.
Let's say I'm here, and I'm trying to deal with zebra mussels very aggressively. But somebody wants to transfer water to me, bringing me more zebra mussels. I mean, why am I doing this when I can't win because you're continually reinfecting me?
Opponents also argue the legislation could help carry invasive species to river basins in Texas that have not yet become infected. But that may not persuade those who now see the spread of invasive species as inevitable. Zebra mussels, for example, have been appearing in more Texas lakes every year since their appearance in Lake Texoma. Mose Bushell, KUT News.